Okay, today's daf is Pei Daf Samach Beis, and we continue here in Perek Kol Zayas, and we have this year sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we continue a couple lines up from the bottom of Samach Aleph Beis. Yesterday's daf got us into Peret and Ololos, and grapes, and the Matnas Aniyim that have to do with grapes. And we spoke about single grapes. That was the machlokas at the end of the daf. And now the Gemara goes into a discussion of the unique character of the grapes and the fruit of the land of Israel. And we start off with the word that we had way back at the beginning of Shas Yerushalmi, Dilemma. We said Dilemma sometimes introduces a story, so we haven't had that word in a long time, because we haven't had any Agadata Meseches Peah for a while. But Dilemma, if you want to look in the Rosh Sirlio, he even says Dilemma, the last one on the Daf, Dilemma, Dilemma, this shall be said, right, Dilemma, Dover Zehu Ra'ui L'Sapro. This is fitting to be said over. Sheyitnu Elibam Kama Haisa Gedola Birchas Haaretz. So people realize the godless of the Birchas Haaretz, of the bracha that Hashem puts into the fruit of the land of Israel. So Dalama, the following stories should be said over. Even just by way of introduction, also to mention the Bach. The Bach, it's the tour comment, the Bach commenting on the tour. If you look in Hilchos Bracha Achrona in Aruch Chaim in Siman Reish Ches, the tour talks about the nusach that we have in what we call a bracha me'ein shalosh. Machlokas Rishonim, whether that's daraisa drabanan, benching is for sure daraisa, bori nefashos is for sure drabanan. What about what we call alamichya, or al ha'eitz la priya'eitz? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Big nafkamina, if I don't remember if I said an alamichya, right, do I have to say it again? I don't remember if I benched or not, then I have to bench again. If I don't remember if I said bori nefashos, I don't have to. But alamichya is a question. So there the Torah talks about the nusach in Al HaMichya, and the Torah quotes in the towards the second half of his comments, because of the Sefer HaMitzvah, Sheish Lomar, Ki Atah Hashem Tovah Meitiv Lakol, Menodeh Lecha Al Arz Al Mechya, Ubishal Peros Al Arz Al Peros, Ubishal Yain Al Arz Al Yain, because of Od, V'yesh Omrim, V'nochal Mipirya, V'nisva Mituva. There are those that say, this is an Ar Nusach, that we thank Hashem v'nocha mipirya, we eat of its fruit, v'nisva bituva, and we are satiated from its goodness. That phrase. V'ein la'omro, says the Tur. You shouldn't say this phrase. She'ein lachmod ha'aretz bishvil pirya v'tova. Because the reason that we desire Eretz Yisrael is not because of its fruit and its goodness, its physical goodness. Elo l'kayim ha'mitzvah satulios. Only you v'kayim the mitzvah satulios ba'aretz. Adkan, Gemara Sota, please. So that's what the Torah quotes from earlier sources. He quotes, I think, from Rabbeinu Yonah, that you should not say this phrase, v'nochal mipirya, v'nisva mituva, from its goodness. You're talking about the goodness of the physical fruit. That's not why Eretz Yisrael is great. Uvahalachas gedolos, yes, no. But he quotes from the Bahag, it is there. Va'adonia v'harash zal, lo haya omro. My father, the Rush, didn't say it. V'gam lo haya omro, no del chalar, chulu. And he continues. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether this phrase shall be said. What is the Tur referring to here? So he's referring to the Gemara in Sota, as we know, at the end of the first parak, where the Gemara talks about Moshe Rabbeinu's desire to go into Eretz Yisrael. Yud Dalet Amud Aleph in Maseches Sota. Darash Rav Simlai. Bipnei Ban is Ave Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? V'chilecho mipirya hutzarech. O lisboa mituva hutzarech. There's that lashon, right? Did he want to go in to eat from the fruits or be satiated from its physical goodness? Lisboa mituva, right? That's where the phrase comes from that we say. Ela no. Kach omar Moshe. Harbe mitzvos desabu Yisrael. There are many mitzvos that the Jews were commanded. They miskaim in Elab Eretz Yisrael. And you can only do a number of them in Eretz Yisrael. Ekanes ani la'aretz, kedishi yiskaim mukul an al yadi. I want to go in, so I can do all of them. She yiskaim mukul. It doesn't even say that I could do them. That they could be done with my help. As if the mitzvah is the value. She yiskaim mukul an al yadi. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klumata mavakesh le'el lekabel schar. What you want schar for those mitzvahs? Mekabel ani alecha kilu asitem. I'll give you the schar, which itself is an unusual lashon. What Moshe Rabbeinu is doing for the schar, he's doing it just to do the mitzvahs. So we spoke about that in the past. A couple of gemaras in Shas in various places that focus on the schar of mitzvahs. But either way, the important part for us is the Gemara rejects lispoa mituva. Right, that's not why you do the mitzvahs. That's not why you want to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's only mitzvahs hatuliyos ba'aretz. Right, the Achronim say, and what about the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? What do you have to have the mitzvahs hatuliyos ba'aretz for? Okay, but either way, the Torah quotes this. So the Bach on the Torah says, V'tema, hallo, kedushas ha'aretz, ha'nishpa'as ba mikdushas ha'aretz ha'el yona, hi nishpa'as gam b'peiroseha. Unbelievable Bach. What do you mean? What are you getting upset for about the physical fruit of Eretz Yisrael? And that's what the focus? Yeah, there's Kedusha there. The sanctity of the upper worlds come to this world through the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, says the Bach. And he says, "Yon kim mikdushas hashchina shachad b'karav aris ki alkein hizr va'amer b'so parshas masay." That's what he says in the masay. "V'lo satamos aris asher atem yoshvim ba asher ani shochin b'socha ki ani Hashem shochin b'toch b'nei Yisrael." V'amer im tetamos aris nimshechas hatuma gam b'peiroseha hayon kimi mera v'kvar nistalka hashchina mikarav aris. And the shchina is going to leave if you don't act properly because you've been metame the physical. But it continues. So he says, I don't know what the problem is. Alkei nicha sha'anu machnisin bebracha zu v'nocha mepiryah v'nispa mituva. There's no problem, and that's our minug, that we say in the bracha of v'nispa mituva ki bachilas peiroseha, through eating the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, anu nizonim mikdushas hashchina. We are nourished from the kedusha of the shchina, umitaharasa v'nispa mituvasa. Unbelievable. We just have to recognize that. Rav Rimon has it as Sefer on Shemitah. He has Maisa Petapuach, right? That he one time was in Chutz La'aretz, and he went to the store, the supermarket, because he was hungry, so he picked up an apple. And he says to himself, right, as he has the apple in his hand, he says, Chumas and Maisris? No, Chumas and Maisris. Arla? No, Suffolk Arla is Mutter in Chutz La'aretz. Bikurim? No Bikurim except by apples. Shemitah? No Shemitah. So he goes through all the mitzvahs, and all of a sudden finally realizes there's nothing in this apple. He loses his appetite. He puts the apple down. He walks out of the store. Right? So we're not on that level, maybe, that we're only going to eat it if there's some type of kedusha, but the Maisa B'Tapuach reflects something very special about about this Bach and about the mitzvos and the peiros ha'aretz. Okay, so with that introduction, let's get into the stories of this Amud. So Dalama, and now the Rosh Hillel says, these stories deserve to be said, right? Dalema, say over these stories. Rabbi Avahu, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Rishir Ben Lakish, Avraham Kerem Doron, they went past the Kerem of Doron. Doron is either somebody's name or a name of a place. Right, Parafulda says, Kach Shmo Shel Kerem. That was the name of the Kerem. Remember, the Kerem was the Kerem of Doron. Right, the Rasilio says, Shem Ish. It was the name of a person. Sheshmo, his name was Doron. Either way, Achlon, Inu, Afiklohon, sorry, Afiklon Arisa Chada Pristika. One of the sharecroppers brought them out a big, nice, juicy peach. A pristika. And Achlun Inun v'chamareo. And it was so big that they ate it. The donkey drivers ate it. They ate, they had plenty to eat from this peach. Va'aitron. And it was even left over. Right? They didn't even finish it. V'sha'aruna kahadein lefisa tekfar Chananya. And they measured it and it could have fit in the whole frying pan of Kfar Chananya, which was a big pan. Right? They, measured, was machzik a sa'ah. Machzik a whole sa'ah and therefore it was very big. Machzik sa'ah shal adash. Basar yomin, days later, sometimes yomin means a year, sometimes it means weeks. So, sometime later on, Avron, Taman, so these three great rabbis, again, were passing by the same place. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yosef Bar-Chanina, and Reish Lakish. Afiklon trei tlas, legava yadei, they brought them out peaches, two or three that could fit in one hand. Two or three. So Amrule, they say, Minahu ilananan boy. No, we want peaches from that other tree that you brought us from the last time. With these huge trees, those we might call them miraglim fruit, right? We want some of those. Amarlon, mine inun. It's from there. It's from there. These peaches are from there. Meaning, realize they've decreased and minimized. The Karin Aloy, and these rabbis called about this phenomenon. Eretz pri lamalecha miras yoshveva. Means the fruits of Eretz Yisrael are produced in function and connected to the meisim of the owners, right? That's the bracha as well that we have, even though they got much smaller, but the bracha is that it's connected to our actions. Unlike every other land produces, it produces for whatever it produces. But in Eretz Yisrael, it is connected to the chosen land is connected to the chosen people. And if the chosen people, we deserve it. So then we get the rain, and the fruit grow to amazing levels. And if not, so then it does not grow. And that's what these Rabbanan recognize from this reality. Amar Rabbi Chanina, katzalkes lacha, when we went to hear Nesivas Ezori, Ve'ezori Debri, Ve'ezori Dechamari, Rabbi Chanina says, I took off my belt, and the belt of my son, and the belt of my donkey driver. Makfa Kirsa de Charubse de Arad Yisrael. I saw a huge carob tree and I wanted to measure how wide the trunk was. So I took off my belt and my son's belt and we put it all around and it still didn't reach. It didn't get around the one carob tree. Velo matun. It was so huge, this carob tree. Katzas chad charuv. I cut off one branch of the carob tree. Unagud mala yadi dvash and my whole hand was full of honey. Whole hand was full of honey. It was delicious. It was dripping from the carobs. Again, carobs come up in various places. Right, that was the tree that was outside of Rashuba Yachai's cave, and that's the tree that takes 70 years to grow. That was the tree of Choni HaMa'agel, that he thought 70 years he was going to sleep. So carob trees come up in various places. But here there's a carob tree that it's full of oil. And again, the gavlos of Eretz Yisrael and Kama Hachit Gorim. We also see that from here as well. Amar Reb Yochanan, Yafe Sifsuf She'achalnu B'yalduseinu. How great is the Sifsuf? The Sifsuf is the garbage, is the marafol that says, Hua garua shebepirasi ilan. It's the most inferior fruit. We used to eat the sifsuf when I was young, and those were even better and greater than the delicious fruit from today. Mifarsakim shachano bezikrusenu. Right? The inferior fruit that we used to eat is better than the amazing fruit that we eat now. Shedibiyomo nishtani alma. Because in his days, right, the world has changed. Maybe the behavior of the world has changed, but either the world has changed, and we're not zocha to have these kinds of fruits. There is a huge topic in Chazal about the concept of what Rabbi Yochanan says here. Rabbi Yochanan is talking. Rabbi Yochanan says of niskatnu hadoros. Right? Do we say that over time the generations have, so to speak, gone down? Because we know there are Chazals that say that every generation, you know, is strong. I remember the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chaf Hey, where the pasuk says towards the end of Devarim, Uvasa la kohanim alviim ve'la shofet al sher yia b'yamim mahim. You should go to the kohanim and the alviim and the judge that is in your day. Says the Gemara, v'chisal al daitecha shadam holich etzal adayin shalom hayabiyamav. What does it mean you should go to the dayin in your day? What other dayin should you go to? The dayin that lived 100 years ago? Right, you can't. Ha'ein lecha leilech ella etzal shofet shabiyamav. No, you have to go to the shofet that is in your generation. Va'omer, as the pasuk says in Koheles, Al tomar mahaya, shahayamim arishonim hayatovim e'ela. Don't say the early days are better, I can't go to this judge because he's not Reb Akiva Eiger and he's not the Rambam. No, you have to go to the judge in your day. Tosfos there, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei. V'lakach yesh l'shmoa l'rishonim yosir mino achronim. Right, that's what you shouldn't say. Al tomar kach, de'en l'cha el ha-shofet shahaya b'yamav. Just go to the shofet that is in your dar. But there are sources, and there is some evidence that generations have gotten a little less, right? Like this statement that we just had of Rabbi Yochanan, that we used to eat the inferior fruit, and it was even greater. Rather, the Gemara says in Erev and Adaf Nun Gimel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan, Liban shel Rishonim kepischo shel Ulam. The heart of the earlier generations was as open as the doorways of a big hall. Shel achronim kepischo shel heichal. But of the achronim, it's like the Pesach of the heichal, which is a smaller. And that's the later generations. I know about us. What about us? So it used to be the doorway of a hall. Then it became the doorway of the heichal, which is smaller than us. Kamali nekev makav sidkis. It's like the opening of the eye of a needle. Right? That's how much our heart is open. So Rabbi Yochanan, same Rabbi Yochanan. Like in our, right, Yerushalmi Peah, Bavli Erevin. Daf Nun Gimel. Same Rabbi Yochanan talks about the generations that have gone down. Or another Gemara, Yuma Daf Tes, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tova Tziparnon Shel Rishonim, Mikreso Shel Achronim. The fingernail of the earlier generations is Tova, is as great as the abdomen of the later generations. Again, Rabbi Yochanan has this statement. And others as well, not just Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Abzeira, Amar Rav Bar Zimra, Zimuna in Shabbos, Im Rishonim B'nei Malachim, Anu B'nei Anashim. If they were like angels, we are like men, Im Rishonim B'nei Anashim, Anu Kechamorim. Right? If the earlier ones are people, then we are animals. So again, there's a lot to say regarding this concept. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that this had to be taught, this concept, because it wasn't known even to Yoshua bin Nun. If you have the Gemara in Tzmura Tezayin, right? If we say there's a famous Gemara in Tzmura, this would be it, right? The Gemara in Tzmura Tezayin tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, he says to Yoshua bin Nun, "No, any kashas? Please ask. Feel free. You know, it's almost time. So any questions or sfeikos, please ask now or forever you will be holding your peace." Right? And Yeshua says, "I don't understand. You wrote about me in your Torah that I never left your side." Right? What kind of questions are there? I've always been here. I've heard every single thing that you've said. Well, I don't have any questions. You know, I've learned every time I had a question, then you know, I asked. And then Moshe dies, and all of a sudden, there are 100 sfeikas and hundreds of questions, and the Gemara says they wanted to kill him, right? So how do you understand that? What Yeshua ben Nun was telling the truth, right? There was no questions that he had. So how exactly are we supposed to understand what he said? So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Let's see if I brought that one. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that the here it is the. There was one thing Yeshua ben Nun had to learn, and that is the concept of Niskatnu Adoros. The concept that Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai generation is not the same as the Masara Yeshua generation. And it could be that Yeshua couldn't have known that, but he had to be taught it so Klai Yisrael could be taught it, that every generation further from Har Sinai is a little more diluted, is a little more weak. And there were the halachas were forgotten. But rather he had to learn, no, that there was a generation shift. Every generation. Whenever there's a end of a generation, there is a stage of the halacha misora that is done. So there is much evidence of this concept. But there is evidence the other way too. Even though Rabbi Yochanan has all of these statements, but there are a number of statements that talk about even the opposite direction. In a certain way. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu in Maseches Menaches, he's shown Rabbi Akiva on the video screen, and he says, "What's going on there?" And Rabbi Akiva is giving shiur, and Moshe Rabbeinu has no idea what's going on in the shiur. And this is the man who's going to darshan mountains of halachos from every crown on every letter. So that's not going backwards, right? That's Rabbi Akiva's going up, right? The Gemara in Sukkah talks about the godless of the students of Hillel. 20 of them were right to have the sun stop, like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and 20 of them were right to have the moon stop, like in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And the Katan Shebet Kulam was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Doesn't sound like we're going down in that context. And the Rambam, we'll end with this piece over here. The Rambam never, I shouldn't say never, maybe he does somewhere, but the Rambam in many places does not give in to the concept, so to speak, of Niskatnu Adoros, even in terms of halacha, regarding Mashiach. The Rambam says Mashiach is going to be somebody who learned a lot of Torah, who's always thinking of mitzvot, and who's going to bring the Jews back, somebody from this world, right? The Rambam regarding Nevuah, the Rambam says in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, who's a Navi? It's something natural. It's a natural process if you perfect yourself and meditate and reach the levels. Doesn't say that, oh, there's never going to be a Navi anymore. No, the Rambam describes the process of Nevuah. Smicha. The Rambam says, theoretically, if all the rabbis, the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael get together today, they could appoint somebody and give somebody smicha. Even without, you know, samach mipi samach. Right? We have that power. Kriyashma. Bali Tosfos say, what about a chassan saying Kriya Shema on the first night? Yeah, he has to say Kriya Shema on the first night. What? Because he's not going to say Kriya Shema on the first night? What? That's you are us, says Tosfos. It's as if he always has Kavana. And now he doesn't, I can't have Kavana tonight. He should say Kriya Shema, because we never have Kavana. The Rambam doesn't quote that. The Rambam doesn't quote that line of we never have Kavana. Right? The Bali Tosfos of the Shulchan Aruch also quote that, nowadays, you have to at least have Kavana in the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. And if not, the Rama says, you don't repeat it because we're not going to have Kavana the second time either, or the third time anyway. Right? The Rama doesn't say that. Doesn't quote that. The first 3 days after you travel, the Rama says, you can't daven because you can't have proper Kavana. Right? Wait for 3 days. But after 3 days, we can't have proper Kavana. So the Rambam, in all these contexts, reflects the idea that he does not, subscribe, possibly, at least in halacha, to the idea of Miskatan Odoros. But either way, this is Rabbi Yochanan, relating to the years that have gone down. Okay, here we go. Amr Bechia Barba, Sa'ar Arbolas Haisamotzia, Sa'ar Arbolas, a Sa'ar of, maybe from the Arabel, right, wheat that came from near the Arabel up north, right, on the west side of the Kinneret. It used to produce a lot of flour. Haisamotzia, Sa'ar Soles, Sa'ar Kamach, Sa'ar Kibar, Sa'ar Subin, Sa'ar Morsan, Sa'ar Geninin. It could produce all of these Sa'ars of flour. Every time it was processed, you added the water and it expanded more. And expanded more. It had amazing power, the wheat. Ukedun, and now, afilu chad b'chad l'kaima. Now you can't even get one saw out of the saw of grain that we have. Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav Anin, kinemon machalizim haya. In the earlier days, kinemon, which let's translate as cinnamon, which is a very, it's a delicacy, it's for human consumption. We used to give that to the animals. There was so much of it. Machalizim haya. V'yisrael megadlin oso. And the Jews, we used to be megadolin, and there was plenty of it all over the place. Rav Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yavin, shnei tamidim shayim makrivin b'chol yom, the two carbon tamids, right, the carbon tamid, the tamidim that we used to give every day, hayim arkivin osan agabi gamal, we used to bring them to the base of Megdash on a camel. We used to put them on a gamal, v'raglein nogas baris, but they were so huge, these sheep were so huge, they hung over the camel, and their legs touched the floor, right, how big these sheep were. That even the camel wasn't tall enough so that it wouldn't drag its feet so much. I saw in the Sefer L'chaim B'Yerushalayim, in the back here, what do you have to put them on the camels for? What was this about? Mahayim Evin Tvidim Al-Gava Gamal. So he quotes, Emes de Darkam Bekach, to call Hamasos Hayuala Gamalim, Bizman Avosin Arius of Yaakov. Camels were always used, right? Avrim Yitzchak and Yaakov, Achapi Darko Derech HaKodesh Yitachei Lomar. Chickens aren't used for kabanos, because the Gemara Chazal say they were shot to bezima, they're always with each other. The gamal is the most sanua. Even though the Gemara says in Erevin about the steeds we would learn from a chatul, but here, he quotes the Yerushalmi and Ksubis, camels are sanua. If it wouldn't have a simon tuma, so then it will be a great animal to bring as a carbon. Kamosha makriven ha-yishmeilim. Yishmeilim bring camels, he says. Ela desiro tame. What can we do? It's a tame animal. But at least you can use the animals to bring the carbonus. He says, I'll call upon him. No can be at al-gabi kamal yiviyun latmidin. Lomakam shayin itfan l'mitzvah. V'al kihem gomlei chasadim. Camels are always used to help out. Gamal gomlei chasadim. Right, it's connected to Chesed. V'lakach bachar Eliezer b'gamalim ka'omram zal. That's why Eliezer brought all those camels when he went to find the wife of Yitzchak. Camels, right? Not just because they happen to have camels, but camels are animals that help out a lot. That help out a lot. Gomlei chasad. Interesting. The Meshachachman in the beginning of Ayishlach talks about something negative about camels. Talks about camels have mixed up simin tumah and simin tara. Look at this. The first Meshachachman of Ayishlach talks about the difference between all the different animals. The ones that are purely tahar, purely tameh, and those that have a mix-up in it, symbolizing the Yetzer and the Yetzer Tov inside of us, like before, like after the Chet. Go look there. Okay, so that's the Tmidin. Let's continue, and then if we have time, we'll come back to the Tmidin issue. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Idi, Maisa be'echa shakasher eiz l'teina. One time somebody tied a goat to a te'ena tree, a fig tree, Obama tzedvash v'chala mu'uravin, and he came and he found that the milk of the goat and the honey of the figs were all mixing together, right, a kiyam of eretz zavas chalav udvash. Rebbe, Amal Rebbe Periri, lesat chamili ahi skula degu karmach, I heard you have an amazing cluster of grapes in your vineyard. This was what it has to do with us. Could you please show them to me? Rebbe heard that he had a Periri had a cluster of grapes. Amar Le'in, yeah, I do. I have an amazing cluster of grapes. Nafik boy Machamule took him out to show him. Adu Rachik, as he was a little far from the where it was, Tzva bake him in Tur. He saw something that looked like an ox amongst the grapes. Amar Le, less hadin Tur Machabal Karma. Isn't this ox going to destroy your grapes? What do you have this ox here for? Amalei, Hadei Tura, that Tzava, Uskula. No, that ox is the vineyard. That ox is the cluster. You think it's an ox? That's the huge cluster that we're looking for. And Rebbe hears about that, and he quotes the following pasuk. V'kari Yilavei, maybe not that the owner would have wanted him to quote this pasuk, but he quotes the pasuk. A pasuk that usually is darshan negatively about us. A pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Asha Melapim Sibo, Nir Di Nasan Recho. Chazal darshan that elsewhere, that while you're at the wedding, the woman is Mizana. That's a reference to the Chet Egel. While we're at Har Sinai, we do the Chet Egel, but here Chazal darshan it differently. Asha Melapim Sibo, while the king is in his party, while we have a Beis HaMikdash near Dinasan Recho, then I understand why the fruit should be amazing. But Rebbe is saying, but we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash for 200 years. I don't know why the fruit are so being so amazing. So guess what? Beis HaMikdash Shachar V'atkon B'kash Yusach. Right, so he's basically talking to the fruit. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And you're still being strong, and you're still being perfect, as if we have a Beis HaMikdash. Miyad Ispun V'lo Ashkach. All of a sudden, it got smaller, and they went to find this amazing cluster of grapes, and it was now no longer there. The fruit listened to Rebbe, and that was it. So again, it doesn't say the end of the story, that what the reaction was by the owners, but Rebbe maybe was saying, for the good of Klal Yisrael, we can't have it all great when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Right? We have to recognize that we're missing, and maybe even the Teva should reflect what we are missing. Aisud Kumi Train Puglin, Mibain Reisha, Solotoma Rabba. They brought him two radishes sometime between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? The Tzoma Rabba, the great fast. Vavi Afuki Shmitza. It was right after Shemitah, and they brought in these two big radishes. Vavi Bun Tunit Gamla, and you needed a camel to carry them. Amarlun Vales Asir. So he says, Rebbe says, I'm not allowed to eat these. They're Asir. Vlav Svichin Inun. We know there's an Isir, we paskin Durabanan, Machlokas Anam, Isir Durabanan, of Svichin, of any vegetable that grows by itself during Shemitah is usher to eat, because we're worried that maybe somebody planted it and they're just saying it grew by itself. Buy fruits which grow by itself every year. You don't have to plant it, so there's no gzeir of svichin. But svichin, right, literally aftergrowths, is big sugya in Shemitah, right? All aftergrowths are usher, as long as they were not planted, if they're planted before Shemitah, and if they grow a little bit before Shemitah, even a tiny amount, then it's mutter. That it's not Svichin. That's why everybody plants all the vegetables right before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. But here there are these huge vegetables that were brought the first week of Shemitah. So he says, these must be Aser. These must have been planted during Shemitah. I'm sorry, it's right after Shemitah. Right, it's right after Shemitah. Right, it's Afuki Shemitah. So Amalei, no, but Afuki Beishasa is Darod. So they answer him, no, these were planted 3 days ago, right, since Rosh Hashanah. Right, Ba'osa Shah, and since Rebbe saw how amazing, how huge these fruit were, he to Rebbe Likach Yarach B'motzei Shvias Biyad. He allowed them to buy vegetables right away, because he saw that even though they're huge, that it could have grown in the past 2 days. Right, it didn't dafka have to be from Svichin, and therefore he had allowed it. I think I remember I mentioned a couple of last time this came up, Rav Rimon in his Sefer on Shemitah has a picture where the Chazon Ish is at one of these kibbutzim on Som Gedalia. On Som Gedalia of Shemitah. And he's on the floor looking to see if he could find any little leaf that's coming out of the ground yet. And if he could find one leaf, he would be matur the whole field as if it's not Svichin. Because it was planted before Shemitah, and it is okay. Right? The Rambam sounds like it has to grow more, but Rav Rishon him say, any little growth before Shemitah, it's not included in the Gzeirah Svichin. And here it's about grown after Shemitah. Bon kumi, ma'u adein dechziv. So they ask, what's the shot of this pasuk? Of shu prudos tachas magro v'sehem. Their seeds rotted under their shovels. Amar lo tachas shayinu gorfin dvash. We used to shovel dvash and honey, and there was so much. How yinu gorfin rak vuvis, and now it's all rotting. Right? It's all, it's not on the same level anymore as it used to be. Somebody had a row of figs. He came to pick his figs and he saw there were puddles and pools of honey. that were around it. They just dripped out all the wonderful date fig honey. Chad Barnash Havi Zerah Chakla Lefes. One time somebody was planting a turnip. Favi Makateo Mazvin. And as he planted it, it grew. And he was able to harvest it. Bishul Shabbat. Vakinem Barosha Shalefes. And it was so big that one time a fox came and made his home inside a turnip. Inside it, he hollowed out the turnip. It showed how big they were. Maisa Bishicha Mekalachacha Shal Chardal. Shayu Bo Shlosh Abadin. There was a story in Sichin or Shichin. There was a stalk of mustard seed that had three branches on it. V'nifshach echan me'en, and they broke one of them off. V'siv sichu baz suchas yotzrim, and they used it as a roof. They used it as a roof for workers. U'mazibo shloshes kavin shalchardel, and there were three kav of mustard on that branch. Again, the amazing sizes of the fruit of Eretz Yisrael when we were zoche. Amr b'shimin chalafto kelachachat shalchardel ha'yili b'toch sheli. I had one stalk of mustard. V'ha'yisi ole bo ka'ole b'rosh ha'teina, and had a climate like a fig tree. I had to climb this mustard. Mustard seed is usually very short. Somebody planted a sa'ah of peas. It made that amount of 300 sa'ah. They told him, wow, Hashem's giving you such a bracha. He says to them, go away. No, there was bad dew on it. Without it, it would have done even more. Some say he was just trying to get away from their ayin hara, right? Because if you focus so much on the goodness, maybe it won't last. He was trying to get them away. Don't talk about my goodness. Amar Rishu ben Chalafta, Chalfusa, Havi Masesh, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Lebeno Besichnin, Aleva Havi Lanu, Grogeris Ben Achavis, could you please bring me Grogeris, dried figs from the barrel upstairs, Olav Oshiv V'yada U'matzah Shaldvash. He only found honey. It's so much dripped out. Amarlo, Abba, Shaldvashi. So he says, Abba, it's honey. I can't get to the figs. Amar lo hashke yadecha va'ad mal grogeris. Reach all the way down into the barrel, and you'll find some dried figs. Even these dried figs are giving so much moisture. Ma'aseh shamar Rabbi Yosef lebo b'tziporin. Aleva havi lana grogeris min aliyah. Go bring me grogeris from the attic. Ala umatzes aliyah tzafal advash. He found a whole puddle of honey there. Rabbi Chananya avi mazvin dvash de dvorin. Rabbi Chananya used to sell bee honey, which was a certain amount expensive. Vahavile dvash titzalia, but he also had other types of honey. He had honey from raisins and honey from figs. And there's a question about the girsa here. And somebody came to buy and he got mixed up. And instead of giving them the bee honey, he gave them the other type of honey. But he didn't realize his mistake until they left. But then later on, they came back. Basar yom and avrin tamon. They came back. Amarlon, he says to them, I'm sorry. Begin lo matia lachun. Have yadin ha'u duvsha diavis lacho titzalia inun. I'm sorry, the honey that I had given you a few weeks ago, you know, it was the wrong one. It wasn't the more expensive honey that you paid for. I gave you this other type of honey. Amrule, they say, minei anan boy. Well, it was delicious and we want that honey that you gave us. It was delicious. Du tov la vinzin. It's great for us. We want more of that honey that you gave us. So it came out that he made some money here because he had given them the cheaper one. So va'afrish timisei, he took the difference, the money, ubanabe me'medro de siporin. He took the difference and helped build a shul in the Tziporin from the in between the money that he had saved. This wasn't really Gezel. The Gemara says in Beitza that if somebody steals from the Tzibor, he should use it to build Tzarchei Tzibor. The guys, they knew about it, but he still felt funny keeping this money, so he used it for Tzarchei Tzibor. Rav Lazar Reb Shimon Azar Lachad Asar, he went to a place, Aisun Kume Kru Metzamek. They brought him a sweet cooked cabbage. Armalon, Sagan Dvajavitun Bey. How much honey did you put in this cabbage? Armin Le, they say, Lo Yavinun. We didn't put any honey. Bey mine ubeyu. It's just naturally sweet. This cabbage is delicious, naturally sweet. There was no honey that was put into it. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Agadata about the delicious nature of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael.